Hello, everyone, and welcome to the third part of this Marian Summit, Hope for Families. My name is Bill Snyder, and I'm the founder of Patchwork Heart Ministry. I am honored to be with you this evening and offer you a talk about the Blessed Mother and her model of giving our personal best. But before I jump into my talk this evening, I would like to give a quick thank you to the many people who have helped put this summit together. First and foremost, all of our speakers, thank you for uplifting us and inspiring us and teaching us about the Blessed Mother. We are grateful that you have chosen to participate with us and uplift and inspire those seeking to know more about the Blessed Mother. In addition, I need to give a special thank you to Ann DeSantis of the St. Raymond Nonatus Foundation. She is the executive director, and without her, this work would not be possible. In addition, it is also essential that we continue to partner with Fiat Ministry Network, Jennifer Sinclair, Kent Kaholsky. Thank you so very much. We could not do this without the St. Raymond Nonatus Foundation, without Fiat Ministry Network. There is no way that we could put on a summit like this. So thank you so very much for all of your tireless work behind the scenes over the many months that it has taken to put this Marian Summit together. I want to remind you that this is not the only summit that we have done as well. We have a Eucharistic Summit, and if you haven't checked out the Eucharistic Summit, simply go into our YouTube channel and search Eucharistic Summit, and you will see 21 videos that are all centered on the Eucharist from various speakers and authors and bloggers and writers, much like this one. So we encourage you to do that. But tonight, as I mentioned, I'm going to talk to you about the Blessed Mother and giving our personal best. I want to begin with a story from my high school years. When I was a sophomore in high school, I decided to join the track team, and the track and field team to be more specific. And when I did this, I did so with really no athletic experience in my life. I had stopped playing Little League when I was like 12. I was not a real good athlete, and many of you probably can understand why if you follow our ministry, because I'm a survivor of 3 open heart surgeries and a stroke. And so while I can have fun and play in the backyard, really advancing beyond, you know, messing around with your siblings in the backyard, I didn't really have much of an athletic prowess. And so athletics were kind of foreign to me. Early on in my high school years, I joined marching band. I was much more involved in music and things like that, because I just couldn't compete athletically on the field at a high school, let alone college level, like both of my siblings did. They are Division I athletes and both swam for Villanova University at different times. So I am not the athlete in the family, right? You know, but sophomore year in high school, I decided to join the track and field team, and I did so because the discus coach was a teacher that I really admired from my freshman year. He was my biology teacher freshman year, and he was just a really amazing mentor. He understood me, and he knew that I wasn't going to be going into a field of biology. I wasn't a math or a science person, but his class was interesting. He helped me give my best every single time I was in his class, and he made it interesting for me, and he was a wonderful person, and I wanted to learn more from him, but there wasn't a way that I could take a class with him in it during my sophomore year, and so I wanted to really remain connected to this teacher, Mr. Augustini, and I remember him very fondly. And so I said, there's only one way that I can continue to learn from this man and grow as a person under his mentorship, and that was to join the discus team. So here I am with no athletic experience really in my life, really not even a big interest in it, just the fact that I wanted to learn more from Mr. Agostini. So I join the track team, and I'm now juggling marching band and track after school, and I'm a little overwhelmed, but I knew that I needed to do this. And so I joined the discus team totally out of place, and with no experience, he, again, much like in his biology class, takes me under his wing and shows me, hey, here's how you throw a discus. Here's how it can be fun. Here's how it can be enjoyable. And here's how you can help our team win, help our school win. And so he sent me home to practice with this little weighted ball, and he sent me home to practice the essentials of discus throwing, which really is this spin. I can still do the spin today. It's awkward, it's weird, but if you watch the Olympics or you watch the international competitions, you will see shot putters and discus throwers do this very unique spin inside this little circle and then launch their object down the field, whether it's a shot put or whether it's a discus, they throw it in a very unique way. And so he sent me home, showed me how to do the spin, right? And then said, practice your tail off. And so here I am throwing this weighted ball in the backyard of my childhood home in Malvern, Pennsylvania. I'm sure my siblings are looking out the window wondering if I'm doing ballet or if I'm, you know, throwing discus or what I'm doing, because I totally looked uncoordinated and unimpressive, I'm sure. I mean, totally, right? But as the season went on, I got better and better. And what was incredible was that as I competed in the meets, I got better and better and better each and every single time. Now, I never scored one meaningful point for our team. Not one. I always had the shortest discus in every single meet. But every single meet, I achieved a personal best. Every time I went out and played in a competition against another school, I threw my discus farther than the previous time I threw it. I remember going to the track banquet, and the head coach of the track team, who didn't really know me and didn't really know my story or anything, and what I had been through physically in my life with open heart surgeries and strokes and all that as an infant, he had no idea. I remember him reading off a piece of paper to give me my letter for the track team. And he said, I don't know if this is correct or if it's, or what, but it says here that Bill threw a personal best every single time he went out on the field. That tells you a lot about him. That tells you a lot about how hard his work was. And I remember that moment, sitting there kind of in shock and awe around all of these jocks and people that I had no business being on the same field with because I didn't score one meaningful point for my team all season. Listening to that and thinking, wow, you know, somebody recognized that I gave my best, that I gave my personal best on the field. And the reason why I tell you this story is because I see in the Blessed Mother the gift of the personal best that she gave to God, especially in the story of the Annunciation. When you think about this story, we all think about those words at the end of it that say, "Let it be done unto me according to thy word," right? The angel Gabriel makes this announcement, and she gives her fiat. She gives her yes okay, let this be done unto me. Here is my personal best. Earlier in that story, she has some questions, right? She has some questions like, how is this going to be possible, Gabriel? I am a virgin. I have never slept with a man. How am I going to get pregnant? And Gabriel has answers. He says, well, the Holy Spirit is going to overshadow you, and you are going to bear a son. Right? Those are his words back to her question. And in her amazed and frightened state, right, she was terrified and thinking, oh, what kind of visit is this going to be? Is it a good visit from an angel? Is it a bad visit? What's going on here? Despite all of that, she said, yes, I am going to hand you my personal best. Here it is. I'm going to give you my all. And that's what God asks of every single one of us, to imitate Mary and give our personal best to him. The amazing thing about the Blessed Mother is that she cooperated with the grace that she had. And by the way, she was full of grace, right? She was without sin, completely without sin, preserved from the stain of original sin by the grace of God through the Immaculate Conception. But she still had to cooperate with that grace. She still had to give her personal best each and every day. And yes, she may have had a leg up, but she was still human and she still cooperated every moment of her life with the Holy Spirit and with the grace that she was given. She gave her personal best. And it's amazing what God can do with the personal best. It's amazing what God can do with the personal best, right? Here, I am going to give you the opportunity to bring my son into the world. It's mind-blowing. That was Mary's personal best, and she lived up to it. For us, we turn to the Blessed Mother to help us give our personal best. You know, if you think about the Hail Mary, you think about the second half of that Hail Mary, and it says, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. We're asking Mary to help us give our personal best, knowing that we fall short, right? I look at the story of my discus throwing, and I know that I never scored 1 point. I gave my personal best, and every single time, it wasn't good enough to score a point. But I still gave my best on that track field. And like Gary Augustini, like Mr. Augustini, the Blessed Mother will pull that personal best out of you, and then she'll make up the difference, right? She'll make up the difference between the personal best and scoring the points, getting to heaven. She will help us get there because of her perfection in life, because of her obedience to God. She has an amazing ear of Jesus. She has an ear of Jesus that whatever she whispers in his ear, he listens to in a special way, right? That term is mediatrix of all graces. We give her that title. that she is the mediatrix of all graces. In other words, she listens with the intent of giving God's grace, passing God's grace through her hands to us. And all we have to do is ask, right? So she can take us from that place through her intercession to God. It's God. It's Christ who does the redeeming, right? It's God's act on the cross. Mary is not God. She's fully human, right? But it's through her intercession, because of her perfection in this life, that she listens and she speaks to her son and says, help him, help her achieve their personal best. Help them. Right? And we turn to her and we ask her for her intercession. We ask her for her prayers. Pray for us now and at the hour of our death. So for me, that's how I look at my relationship with the Blessed Mother. I know that I'm a sinner. I fall short all the time. My discus doesn't score any points. But through her grace, through her intercession, I've got a shot. And so do you. I've got a shot at getting to heaven. I encourage you to, and as you've listened to these talks, I encourage you to make a devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Do a consecration to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Ask the Blessed Virgin Mary to enfold you in her Immaculate Heart and carry your prayers, carry your needs and desires and wants all to her son, and allow her to pass God's love and grace into your heart. This is how we develop that relationship with the Queen of Heaven. And she will help you. She will uplift you. She will give you a shot at spending eternity with God. She is our safest and quickest means to heaven. It really is. St. Louis de Montfort said that she is the most surest and quickest way for us to get to heaven if we just entrust her. We just entrust her with our lives, right? So that's what I have for you today, and I thank you so much for being a part of the summit, and I ask you once again to share it with your friends. If you haven't subscribed to this YouTube channel, please do so. We hope to have many more summits and a lot more content for you than just this, so please subscribe. That way you can stay tuned to what we are doing, and support all of our ministries with prayers and with financial donations if you're able to do so. The St. Raymond Donatus Foundation, Fiat Ministry Network, Patchwork Heart Ministry can't do this without your support and your prayers. So please consider that. And as I always say when I wrap up podcasts and videos, may God bless you, your families, and keep beating to your Catholic heart.